You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Amanda Beluso, an entrepreneur, coach, and facilitator for Joy of Business, a special program from Access Consciousness. Amanda, pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very happy to be here.
And you're quite welcome. Our pleasure to have you today. So tell us, what are you currently doing in business today?
Yes. Well, I am a multitasker of magnitude. So just saying one thing is almost impossible. I am one of those people that needs to have a lot of things going on at the same time. So I have several businesses and projects going on. One of them is a company called House of Beluso that I run together with my husband and brother. And with House of Beluso, we do photography, videography, different productions, and also seminars, workshops, and similar things for photographers around the world, basically to inspire them to be more creative and have more fun with their photography. So that's one part of my business. And then I also run my own consulting business, which I call Blonde Girl Business, where I focus on consulting and supporting anyone, actually, that is in business, but mainly young women. So women under 30 that wants to start their own business and, wants to be more successful and have more ease and fun with their business. And then I am also working on several book projects, a TV program that is coming out soon, and et cetera. I like to keep busy.
And I'd say so, and there's no joke about that. Now, you are also a Joy of Business facilitator. What is the Joy of Business? Touch on some of those details, if you would.
Well, Joy of Business is a specialty program within Access Consciousness. So it's basically this big toolbox full of very easy, pragmatic, and very effective tools that anyone can actually apply to their business and to their life. And as a Joy of Business facilitator, that means that I use these tools when I am working with my clients, whether it's a one-on-one or with a whole company. And I also facilitate Joy of Business classes around the world. And these classes are actually open to anyone, which I think is really cool because it's not the normal business course that you usually take. In Joy of Business, we actually talk a lot about how your life is your business. So it's if you do, basically we talk about if you do something that truly brings you joy, you will never work another day of your life. That's the Joy of Business.
And that is so true, and I couldn't agree more with that last statement. Now, you mentioned the toolbox. What is your favorite tool in the toolbox?
Boy, there's so many. It's so hard to choose, but if I have to say one, I would probably say that it's to not separate your life into different compartments and different little boxes, but really, again, see your whole life as your business. I tried to do that whole thing of working from 9 to 5 and separating my business life from my spare time, et cetera, for a long time before. And it actually really just killed my joy and killed my creativity, and it didn't work at all. So today, everything that I do, whether it's a business meeting with a new client or even having a coffee with an old friend, it's all part of the creation of my life. And I actually choose to do what I choose to only do the things that actually brings me joy. So that for me is one of the key tools that has made a huge difference in my own life and my personal experience of actually being happy and creating what I want to create by not separating my business from the rest of my life.
Today, we're joined by Amanda Beluso, an entrepreneur, coach, and facilitator for Joy of Business, a special program from Access Consciousness here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Amanda, what do you want people to know about Joy of Business, and how has it changed your life as well?
I would like people to know, and especially since I talk a lot to young people and really especially women under 30, I would like everyone to know that it actually doesn't have to be hard to have your own business. It's not required to have a long experience and the quote-unquote right education. It can actually be easy and fun. And I know that that sounds completely crazy for a lot of people, but my own experience is that it actually really is possible. And I would also like to empower everyone to believe in themselves and to follow what they know and not listen to everyone else's judgments and reasons to why they can't do something. What I would really like everyone to know is if you have something in your awareness, if it's in your head, if it's in your thoughts, that's because you actually have the capacity to create it and make it happen. So for me, Joy of Business have changed my life in so many ways. And if I must say one, it's probably that I don't judge myself nearly as much now as I did before. And also that I know now that I can choose to have fun no matter what is going on around me. Because before it was really easy for me in business, especially as a young woman, to listen more to everyone else than to listen to myself. So if I had to choose one thing that the Joy of Business have changed for me personally, is that I now actually listen to myself first. And then, I can take advice from other people too, and I always like to talk to other people about my ideas, etc. But I always listen to me first and others next.
And it is certainly a fact, if you can't help yourself first, you can't help anybody else, and that is so true, and thanks for pointing that out. Now, you work a lot with under 30 market. What do you want them to know?
I would like everyone under 30 to actually know that they have something unique to bring to the world, and they don't have to wait. As I see so many people out there, especially young people, that are waiting until they have the quote-unquote right credentials or until they have the right experience. But what if they didn't have to wait? What if you didn't have to wait for anyone or anything? And I would really like everyone under 30 and everyone else, of course, to know that the world really is your oyster. And when you choose to not judge yourself anymore and to actually believe in yourself and trust what you know, you can create anything. Anything is possible.
Amanda, certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. Quite motivational and inspirational. And again, really has been great to have had you. If listeners wanted to get more information on you and your coaching program, as you're the facilitator for Joy of Business, where's the best place that they could get those details?
Yeah, thank you so much, Eric. People can find me on my website. I have several, but my main website is blondegirlbusiness.com. And I am also on Facebook and Instagram with the same name. So Blonde Girl Business, if you search for that, you will find me. And I am based in Stockholm, Sweden, but I travel all around the world all the time. So if you keep an eye out on my website and on my social media, you'll see that I travel a lot. And hopefully I will be in a town near you sometime soon.
And how exciting is that? And Amanda, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It has been our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And it certainly was mine as well. We've been speaking with Amanda Beluso, an entrepreneur, coach, and facilitator for Joy of Business, a special program from Access Consciousness. And for further details, visit blondegirlbusiness.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.